Time now for a preview of Metro Atlanta literary events for the coming week with Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Whether you're a bibliophile, a book nerd, or just a lover of books, there's a great reason to rejoice this week.
One of my favorite events every year is the AAUW used book sale. This isn't just a little book sale. This is a big one. And it opens today at 6 o'clock, runs all week. It's put on by the Association of University Women, and all the money, all the proceeds goes towards scholarships. But it is a massive, massive collection of books, some rare and some, you know, just used paperbacks, yesterday's bestsellers, or, you know, if you're a lover of books, if your shelves are overflowing, this is always the chance to go find that one lost title or discover something that you didn't know you wanted or existed.
And the association knows its timing is good because we're here right on the verge of when people are beginning to think about doing some holiday shopping for that book lover on their list.
Always a good thought. Get it taken care of now. Your December will be much more pleasant. So that is the AAUW Book Fair, and that's held up at Perimeter Mall starting tonight at 6 o'clock.
36 years ago this month, Egypt and Israel signed a framework for peace in the Middle East known as the Camp David Accords. President Jimmy Carter mediated between Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. The 13 days of final negotiations took place at Camp David, the presidential retreat in Maryland. And Darren, our first visiting author in Atlanta this week, has chronicled how peace was secured behind closed doors, for the most part, for almost 2 weeks.
Yes, 13 Days is the new book by Lawrence Wright, who's probably best known for his chronicling of Scientologists or The Looming Towers, which is his look at the history leading up to 9/11. He turns to this momentous event. And I think because of domestic politics, the importance of the Camp David Accords has been kind of overlooked. But it is, in the end, an absolutely stupendous piece of work.
To that point, I actually had a little time with the author not too long ago talking about his book and about how a bit of peace was brokered during these 13 days.
Neither side loves this treaty, and I think that's just an indication of how hard it was to get this peace and the sacrifices that each side felt that they had to make. Now, Egypt and Israel, I think, are closer than they've ever been, and that wouldn't be possible if it weren't for the Camp David Accords.
Lawrence Wright is going to be signing his book, 13 Days in September, tonight at the Carter Center, an event put on with Acapella Books.
Darren, a chance encounter with a little girl in an ice cream store is what inspired R.J. Palacio to write a novel about a boy born with distorted facial features.
Yes, Wonder is the book, and back in 2012, it was a phenomenon. It really was. It focused on Augie Pullman, who's been homeschooled up until the age of 10 and has to enter into the regular school setting. And he has what's referred to as facial anomalies, and it certainly makes him an outsider. But Palacio does a fantastic, fantastic job with this boy's voice. And to give a little sense of her getting inside of this boy's mind, just a little bit of the trailer for the book that came out in 2012.
Here's what I think. The only reason I'm not ordinary is that no one sees me now. But hey, I'm not complaining. You can't exactly blend in when you were born to stand out.
Part of the story is that at the school, Augie encounters Mr. Brown, who's his teacher. Mr. Brown has a list of percepts.
Percepts.
Bits of wisdom that he's gleaned from various sources, pop songs or from Greek poets or whatever.
And little pearls of wisdom.
Little pearls of wisdom. And R.J. Palacio has compiled those percepts into a new book. So R.J. Palacio is going to be at Renfro Middle School in Decatur on Thursday, that's the 25th, at 6:30, to talk about Mr. Brown's percepts and also to talk about Wonder.
Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival with this week's book events across Metro Atlanta. We talked about the AAUW book sale happening all week long with two author events by Lawrence Wright and J.R. Palacio. For more information about any of the events we discussed, visit wabe.org/citycafe.